My name is Chuck Freilich. I used to be in the government in Israel. I was the Deputy National Security Council advisor. And for the last decade, I've been an academic teaching both in Israel and here in the United States. Well, there's a deep national conflict here that's been going on for the last 100 years. There are two sides who claim sovereignty over the same piece of territory. I understand the Palestinian position. I believe that they have, for the most part, rejected any compromise proposals. Now, I don't want to put all of the blame on the Palestinian side. There's a right-wing government in Israel today. And Israel hasn't accepted all of the Palestinian claims, of course. There's the settlements issue, which is considered to be a big problem by the Palestinian side. And, of course, it is one of the obstacles to an agreement. But I think Israel has put some dramatic proposals on the table, which unfortunately the Palestinian side has rejected. They've never put a Palestinian proposal on the table. I think we have to see change in the government in Israel. I think we have to see some more fundamental change on the Palestinian side before we can reach an agreement. Well, I think that the only realistic solution is the so-called two-state solution. In other words, a Palestinian state, which would hopefully live in peace and security next to Israel. I don't believe that people throw out some other ideas. I don't think they're realistic. Unfortunately, after 20 years of ongoing contacts between the sides, we haven't reached that solution yet. But I don't think that there is any alternative. And as I was saying, we need change in terms of the leaderships on both sides before we can potentially reach a breakthrough. I don't think there are various programs to promote understanding between the peoples, between Israelis and Palestinians, between Jews and Muslims as a whole, and I think they're very important. But I think the real change has to be at the level of national leaderships.
So we have to change the ideas of the leaders themselves.
The ideas and the political parties in power. The Palestinians are split between the West Bank and Gaza. Gaza is ruled by Hamas, which is a radical fundamentalist organization. The Palestinian Authority does speak about peace with Israel. Hamas does not. First of all, they have to reunify and become one unified government again before they can reach a final deal. Even if they wanted to, Mr. Abbas, the Palestinian president, cannot sign a final deal because he doesn't speak on behalf of all of the Palestinians. He doesn't speak on behalf of Gaza. And then, as I was saying, we need a change on the Israeli side as well, because this government is not one that wants to make concessions. There will be elections sometime in the next year, maybe even sooner. And we'll see which government is elected next time.